is Dave Heller, the owner of the River Bandits, with reason number 7 why you want to listen to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Number 7, if you're doing your taxes and you're getting aggravated, if you're going to be aggravated anyway, you might as well listen to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast, because that is totally aggravating. If you want something a lot less aggravating, go to a River Bandits game where you'll actually have a good time. And now, here's today's podcast.
Hello there!
Ripped from the headlines as people scramble to get their taxes done. Glad to have the River Bandits back on. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Darren, you really should be at the ballpark right now.
I should?
For the home opener, but the first two games have been moved.
They are in Burlington tonight.
All right. Burlington tonight, Burlington tomorrow, then on the road for a while, and we'll see. You'll have an announcement to make next week, I imagine.
I would think so, yeah.
Looking forward to
right now, underwater.
Well, the park is fine.
The park is fine.
You just can't get into it.
It's stripped. You just can't get in there.
Let me ask you this. I know you can't get in. Probably it means you can't get out. Was there anybody, like, stuck in the park? To be, like, stranded on a desert island, and that desert island is modern Woodman Park? Boy, that would be a kind of a dream come true.
Now,
marooned?
I think they actually have a couple city workers that are actually kind of living in there.
I imagine that makes sense.
Yeah.
You
I think they're taking
could.
Shifts.
At some point, they got to put like the Ferris wheel together. I drove by there the other day. They still have some work to do on the interior of the park, but we'll get there, and it's going to be a wonderful season for some baseball. And again, once again this year, we're very grateful for the support of the Quad City River Bandits.
We are.
Why are you looking at me side-eyed?
I'm not looking at you side-eyed.
Every time I bring up the baseball team, you look at me like I'm some sort of jerk.
No, I'm not.
Am I wrong to think that?
What?
I feel like when we talk about the ball club, you're like... Mm-hmm. What are you going to say next?
No.
How are you going to ruin this job for me, Dave? You already cost me my radio career. How do you ruin this for
all
me?
All I can tell people, the only thing that I know as of right now is the first two home games. I don't think they're underwater. That wouldn't have made any sense.
What's your game? What are you playing at? I got to tell you.
What do you mean by that?
Do you have Netflix at your house?
I don't.
I have a TV show you have to watch. It's the most Darren show ever.
Is it called That So Darren?
It's called Toast of London. Mm. It's this English comedy, and this guy's like the world's greatest actor. And he looks around like this. His name is
Tony Randall on Password.
Yeah. Exactly. It is the funniest damn show. And
This is happening in today.
Yes. He's basically the worst actor in the world, but he thinks he's the best.
Okay.
And there's this recurring bit that they do where he's going and he's doing voiceovers, and he has to work with this producer named Clem Fandango.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, knowing you like I think I know you, you won't be able to breathe. You'll be laughing so hard.
Okay.
Because this guy, this actor. I think his name is John Toast.
I think my mom has Netflix on her phone. I'll go ask to use her phone.
Toast of London, there's 3 seasons. Every time I watch this thing, Darren, I about pass out from laughing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I'll play a little bit of the Toast of London here a little bit later on in the show.
All right.
Do you have any practical jokers there at the ballpark? Do you work with anybody that likes to play jokes?
Practical jokers.
Yeah, and I'm not talking just... You know, we just got through April Fool's Day. I'm talking people that likes to play pranks on yous.
I don't know about anyone pulling pranks. I know that every year there is session worker romances.
People that work at the concession stands falling in love.
It happens. They're in close quarters, and the next thing you know,
From the grill leads to body heat.
Pass me that hot dog, and the next thing you know, what you have is after hours concession confessions.
I mean, asking someone to pass a hot dog is essentially giving your complete consent for whatever, right?
For the most part, yes.
Linden, New Jersey, a firefighter sits down on a toilet seat. And here's a loud explosion beneath him. It was a workplace prank gone horribly wrong. Mm. Raymond Johns discovered he was bleeding from the left side of his scrotum and a blood blister had formed. Also found the remnants of an exploded bang snap. So his other fireman put one of those bang snaps on the toilet seat as like a joke.
Yeah, trying to blow someone's anus up is just... HR is going to frown on that.
Another firefighter has admitted that he placed the snaps around the firehouse as a prank, and he apologized after the incident.
That apology is not going to be good enough.
No, he's suing for injuries. but the complaint was dismissed. This guy was diagnosed with second-degree burns on his scrotum and a contusion of the left testicle, placed off duty for nearly 2 weeks. Yeah, I can't fight fires. Burnt my testicles at work. He didn't lose any pay, and the city paid his medical expenses, and they suspended the guy that was the prankster, so they're saying that's enough. You don't need to sue the city. He sued the city seeking damages, and basically the trial judge said, no, this is all workman's comp that you're talking about, and horseplay or skylarking on the part of a fellow employee. So, and they say they didn't intentionally burn, they didn't want to burn your testicles, that just happened as a result of, you know, some horseplay.
And skylarking.
And skylarking. Exactly. This is just skylarking, which is a wonderful album. I'd argue their best. But you don't want burnt testicles. That's really super, super girl.
Yeah, that hasn't happened to me yet.
No? No pranksters at where you work?
I wouldn't allow it.
Can we keep it in the bathroom? Because the people at Charmin are very excited to roll out a new giant roll of toilet paper that they think should last you a month. Imagine going an entire month without having to change the toilet paper.
Now, what sort of modifications do you have to make in your bathroom?
Well, see, that's my question, because I feel as though...
We kind of have a universal thing there.
That was exactly my point. Do I have to remodel the bathroom now? Or do you have to get one of those freestanding deals? You ever been at somebody's house and they've got like the thing where they have like a magazine rack and then it like comes up out of the ground? You know what I'm talking about? It's like a mobile toilet paper holder rather than having the toilet paper thing built into the wall.
Yes, I've seen that.
Charmin says this new giant toilet paper roll should last you the month. That's their plan.
People getting bent out of shape by how little toilet paper there is on each roll.
They call it the Forever Roll. Charmin's signature ultra-soft 2-ply sheets will hold 850 sheets if you're a single user, or you can double your fun with the multi-user roll. That's 1,700 sheets. So it's like, well, if you're a single person, you should be using this much toilet paper. The Forever Roll is so big that it does indeed need its own dispenser.
You don't need the Forever Roll. You live alone.
Who do you think you are getting the Forever Roll? Although I would submit to you that if I still did live alone, I would get the Forever Roll for months and months and then just never have to think about changing it, right?
I guess I don't consciously think about changing the toilet paper when I do.
Well, it's all I think about.
I obsess over it.
It's $5.39 for single people, but families, it'll cost you $5.49 per roll. Which seems like an extreme amount of money to spend for a roll of toilet paper. $5.49 per roll? For the convenience of not taking the 10 seconds it takes to replace the toilet paper?
Couldn't you just get a rag and call that the Forever?
It's my sponge on a stick. I call this my washing stick. Forever Rolls.
There's your Forever Roll.
Are available at Amazon, and you can, of course, get them.
Hey, you got any toilet paper in here? Just use the rag.
Toilet paper? What do you think this is? The Taj friggin' Mahal?
Right.
No, you know damn well we use a big stick and a old dirty rag.
Listen, I'm part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Yeah, what do you think? I'm made out of money over here? You want to get into the top five things?
I don't think it's the worst idea.
All right. Why don't you tell us who's paying for it?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, and they present Easter Mayhem. It's one weekend only. It's happening Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10. Admission's $15, VIP $20. If you'd like, you can get those tickets in advance at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, inviting you and yours to celebrate spring in a unique way. It's Easter Mayhem. It's an all-new event coming to the Quad Cities. Navigate the haunted house while Tootsie's bunnies wait to pounce when you least expect it. Bright colors and fake grass aren't part of this Easter celebration. However, there will be a prize, some sort of prize, involved for some lucky victims. Sean Flynn will be there with a free photo booth. Coming soon, Factory of Fear's first ever summertime haunt. Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, presenting Easter Mayhem. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their homemade tuna, their homemade recipe made fresh daily, sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub, and they'll only charge you for the price of a small one.
I want to say thanks to the 636 area code texting in on the Nacho Radio text line at 470-23-NACHO. They say a little review here of our last episode. Sour Cream Gun is a top five episode of all time, and this never gets old. I wish them nothing but the best. I do not. Thank you, 636. I'm going to just show you. I want to show you just a little bit of this. This is my favorite. Okay. So this is the actor guy, all right?
That's the actor.
This is Toast, Toast of London. And he's recording some voiceover stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he meets the producer, Clem Fandango, and he gets a little fed up.
Okay.
All right.
Then you may be thinking of investing in a digital hearing aid. Audio clear hearing aids are discreet. And is this for real?
What's up, Stephen?
Well, they're swearing in this advert. All kinds of effing and jeffing. Are you really allowed to broadcast this on the radio? I mean, even Channel 4 doesn't have swearing in their adverts.
Anything goes these days.
It's the 21st century, my friend.
Yeah, you think I...
Hi, Stephen. This is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me?
Who the fuck are you?
Clem's with us for a few weeks on work experience. Can you hear me, Stephen?
Yeah, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
If you sing it normally, then do the short voiceover mentioning the product at the end.
He's just fucking said that.
Hi, Stephen.
Yes?
This is Clem Fandango.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
Maybe try a couple of the traditional readings again, where you emphasise the word mind and the word gap.
Yeah, all right. Are we rolling?
Hi, Stephen. This is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
So like the traditional delivery, Stephen, where you hit the word mind and the word gap.
Yeah, thanks for clearing that up, Clem.
All part of the service, Stephen. Hi, Stephen. This is Clem Fandango.
What, the work experience, boy?
Yeah, can you hear me, Stephen?
Yeah, I can hear you, Clem Fandango. Where's that other prick?
Hi, Stephen. This is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
Hi, Stephen. This is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
This is going great.
Stephen, this is Clem Fandango.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Clem Fandango. What do you want?
Just letting you know we're ready to go.
He just said that!
Hello, Stephen. This is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me?
Here we go. You know what this reminds me of?
What, Stephen? Yeah, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
Hi, Stephen. This is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me?
This is like working with Stager.
Hi, Stephen. This is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me?
Come on then, Plato. Enlighten me.
Hi, Stephen.
Clem Fandango is just the best. Oh, it's better in context. The super kind of robs you of the experience. All right, what are we doing? Top five things?
Oh, I'll ask if I can borrow my mom's phone.
Well, just get the account from her. You can watch it on your television. Just get your mom's information and then just listen, take the Netflix.
Listen, she's 85.
She's probably paying for it to be on more than one TV.
Let's leave her out of it.
Well, I'm not trying to get her in any trouble, but that's what people do. Clem Fandango, can you hear me? Clem Fandango?
What I'll do is I'll call mom and let her know what I'd like to do is commit a crime.
It's not a crime. She's probably, I guarantee she's paying for more than one account.
I don't think she is.
I'm sure she is.
I think my brother is.
Well, get it from your brother. What was your brother paying for your mom?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
Get him to help you out.
Truth be told, I don't. This could all be made up. That could have been just something that she said.
Number one.
It'd be a strange thing
for her. You know, your brother pays for my Netflix. You give me nothing. Can you hear me, Stephen?
Yes, I can hear you.
Clem Fandango. Spurs coach Greg Popovich making NBA history, getting ejected in the first 63 seconds of a game.
Boy, talk about somebody who had somewhere to be.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Hit with consecutive
technicals. I think we had that happen last year in a game where the manager of the River Bandits got tossed and got tossed early.
In like the first inning?
Like in the first inning.
Yeah, I got.
I've got somewhere else I gotta go.
I got other plans.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't that be great if at your job you could do something and then they just kicked you out and sent you home?
They just sent you home with no
all
repercussions?
Right, think about what you did. And, you know, in the case of a manager like Popovich, you get credit for this. People go, boy, he's so fiery.
Yes.
He's so passionate for his team.
Standing up for his players.
Right? That manager went out there and threw that base. Boy, you like that kind of fire, you know? 63 seconds into the Spurs Nuggets game.
Or if they just allowed people at every workplace to act like a manager.
Right?
If that was allowed.
By the way, I'm supposed to ask you if you've been back to the Burger King with the little guy who owes you a free sandwich.
I went the other day.
And?
He was not there.
Well, as predicted. Were you kind of disappointed when went up to the window and the man wasn't there?
No, he wasn't there.
Where's the little man? 63 seconds into the team's game with the Nuggets, Popovich...
He might have been working the sour cream gun. Although, I don't know that they have any sour... Do they? They don't need to use any sour cream at Burger King, do they?
But they will.
There's no call.
If asked.
For that.
I guess Burger King's rolling out the Impossible Burger.
Well, here's the
thing.
That's
an all-plant burger that they say people that enjoy meat cannot tell the difference.
Okay, that's fine.
Vegetarian burgers are horrendous. Well, but if you can give me one that tastes exactly like the meat that they're using at Burger King, I'm very intrigued. It costs $1 more, but I'm intrigued.
The thing about it, they've already got a veggie burger there.
Yeah, but it's not as good
as... It's called BK Veggie Burger.
Yeah, but it's not as good as the Impossible Burger.
Because it doesn't have the beet juice to make it look like there's blood coming out
of
the burger.
Let me tell you a little something Mick Jagger told me once when I was making burgers.
Has he had surgery yet or not?
Tomorrow he goes under the knife. Yeah. I had Mick and the boys over for a cookover, and I asked him how he wanted his burgers done. You know what he said to me?
Mm.
He said, "Let it bleed." And then he said, "We all need someone we can sour cream on."
Yeah.
"Why don't you get that sour cream gun and cream on me?"
Mm.
And I was like, what do you think I am, David Bowie in the 1970s? This isn't happening, Mick. I invited you here as a friend.
What do you think Keith's attitude toward the surgery? I know we've covered this.
He lives or dies.
Either he makes it or he doesn't make it.
Get another singer. What's the big deal?
Right.
I guarantee that's his attitude. You know, it would be a real bummer because it would be a real inconvenience if he died. But
makes it or doesn't
I plan on going to all of their funerals. Keith Richards will outlive Bill Wyman's young wives, for Christ's sakes. I bet Ronnie Wood's the first to go. I don't know why. I just have a feeling.
I think he had a health scare.
Did he?
I think he did.
Oh, now I feel bad, but I just... Ronnie Wood, to me, feels like he'll be the first to go. But, you know, he's not...
Not an original member, so does that even really count?
He's been there long enough, but you're right. Really,
listen,
he's really more of a member of the Faces, isn't he?
He's been there for, 44 years? He's the new guy.
Right. No, you're absolutely correct. Popovich hit with two technical fouls and ejected from the game. He initially complained about a non-call.
I'd like to complain about something that didn't happen.
So, there was a non-call, complained about that, then took a timeout to continue. After getting a technical, takes a timeout. You're right. He had to have wanted to go somewhere, right?
He had a grandchild who was in a play or something.
Oh, we got this game at Denver, but my kids were... Karen's recital.
I committed.
Popovich said he'd be there.
I committed a long time ago.
I thought she said, you know, April, or I thought she said March, but it's April, and now it's all this.
I had it all mixed up.
They did a cleanup of a beach in New Jersey.
Good for them.
And the data along the Jersey Shore shows some interesting trends.
With as much trash as is in these waterways,
yeah,
shouldn't we see more people just dumping stuff in the rivers?
Because why not? Is that your point?
With as much as goings on, they find.
You're saying that it should just be more
blatant. It should be more commonplace to see people just, what are you doing? Oh, just dumping all this in the river.
Just taking all it to the river.
Yeah. That's just going to take it, dragging this bag to the river is what I'm doing. Shouldn't we see more of that?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I did see it. I'd be disappointed. But yeah, I mean, every body of water on Earth is a giant garbage dump, right? Yeah. Volunteers cleaned up these New Jersey beaches as part of the biannual Clean Ocean Action Beach Sweeps. And they say 82% of the trash removed during this sweep...
was done by one person.
It was plastic. We're talking plastic bottles, plastic shopping bags, plastic straws, plastic stirrers, foam pieces... They say that the number of cigarette butts they picked up at the Jersey Shore...
That's down?
...was down by nearly a quarter from where it was a year ago. 22,000 cigarette butts, but that is way down from where it was a year ago. So the plastic's way up, but fewer and fewer people are smoking at the beach. So that's good. They also say...
That's always a good look, by the way. Always was. Smoking at the beach. Putting out your cig and then putting out your cigarette, right?
God made me an ashtray.
This is the most convenient ashtray ever.
Balloons were at an all-time high. They said they found over 5,000 balloons, which are particularly hazardous to marine life, including sea turtles that mistake them for jellyfish and eat them and then strangle their intestines. Shorebirds can get entangled in balloon strings, as can fish. A lot of these Jersey Shore towns have banned balloon releases. You know, the whole idea of something tragic happens and then releasing balloons, we got to be done with that, because it's just garbage. You're just throwing garbage into the sky, and I don't know that that's what your loved one would have wanted. Sorry, not sorry. But the whole balloon release thing, that's got to go. That's a bad idea. Did you ever do that when you were in elementary school?
I've had balloons get away from me. I don't know that I've ever had a balloon release.
You write like a note on a balloon and then you let it go?
No.
Saying, please write to me if you find this?
No.
We did that in elementary school. And I thought, how far is this going to get? Tinley Park? What? My microphone is a road Nairobi. Shut up. It's going to end up in someone's, power lines in some apartment complex. Please write to me. And that's the thing,
probably too. Bring down a plane.
I'm not putting my personal information for stranger to find. That's why I used a pen name. Clem Fandango.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. Spring has sprung and love is in the air. And their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement rings. Starting at just $350, their selection of GIA certified loose diamonds. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 10 o'clock. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. They are locally owned and operated. And when you're there and you make a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio for a couple reasons. First of all, if you mention Nacho Radio and make a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. And right now through tax day, April 15th, if you mention us, you aren't going to pay any sales tax. That's happening at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. If you're interested in booking the Capriati private party for your private party, place a business or event, call 563-284-2331, or this is nice and easy, email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com, and they'll take care of you. If you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Yeah, probably
three.
More vaping at the beach these days.
Sure. That's fine. Although, not anywhere near me, please. The beach, I guess, the vaping, it's not as bad as... You ever get behind somebody at, like, a red light, and it's clear that they've altered their vape pen to just completely smoke themselves out of their car? Oh,
yeah, to turn it into some sort of...
Some sort of
squid cloud or something like that.
Right. Get Don on the phone. This is... Don on the phone.
What you have there is probably a competitive vapor.
Which is a thing.
That is the thing.
Let me ask you this. You ever heard of cowboy pinball?
No.
Cowboy pinball is number 3 on our list.
Okay.
They say alcohol is often a driving factor in people who play cowboy pinball. So I know you haven't been to a rodeo. Imagine this is your first rodeo.
It would be.
Literally. Cowboy pinball, they get people from the crowd to stand inside circles drawn in white chalk. Then they let a bull out. And you get $100 if you're the last person to leave your circle.
And people know that this is what they've signed up for?
Yes. It's something they do to spice up bull ridings and rodeos. $100 purse, everybody gets in, and they get them out. They put them in little white sock, chalk circles.
Mm-hmm. With no protection.
None. It says here 90% of the volunteers consume alcohol before they sign their waivers and participate in cowboy pinball. According to...
Everyone gets gored except for the winner?
Well, if you get out, if you stand still, like, you can run away from the bull, but once you leave your circle, you don't get any of the money. Exactly. One of the promoters says, there's lots of crazy people out there. I'm a retired professional bullfighter, and that's still probably the only way I would do it, with some Pendleton whiskey. So this is what they do. It's time for... cowboy pinball. There's a story in USA Today at an event in Owensboro, Kentucky, where the announcer kept encouraging stupid people in the crowd to volunteer for a chance to win $100.
Our former...
Hey, dummies! Any of you goddamn dummies want to win $100?
Our former pro is very specific as to what kind of whiskey it needs to be.
I love the name brand placement there. I think that's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
They say that, yeah, and I'm looking at... here's some video.
Hey, you damn dummies!
You goddamn dummies! Here we go. Watch this. See them all in the circle there?
That's a lot
of
them.
And then this bull is pissed! Laughing as this bull full-on charges regular people. They call it cowboy pinball, Darren. I mean,
see, I wish there was a little more carnage.
One of you goddamn dummies are gonna die for my amusement and get $100!
Hello.
God damn it!
Hello, this is Chiba the Clown.
Hello, Chiba. Let me. Now, I want you to know this. I say this with certainty. This is cowboy pinball we're talking about. Someone is going to die this summer at this. There is going to be somebody killed as a result of cowboy pinball.
I'll allow it.
But for now, one of the promoters says, people are saying that we're hillbillies or rednecks, we're idiots or this and that, but as far as my employers or anything like that, nah. Even my boss come out and he was talking to us and said, you know, if I was y'all's age, I probably would have done the same thing.
If I could get some Pendleton whiskey.
I'm not familiar with Pendleton whiskey.
I'm not either.
Is that any good? Is that I'm going to imagine it's not top shelf.
Very effective, though.
Four.
Are you looking for a shot of whiskey that'll make you do something stupid with a live animal?
And a reasonable price point?
Pendleton whiskey. How about this? And this sounds like something you would have come up with. When I read this, I thought, I wonder if Darren's doing some focus grouping for them. The people at Oscar Mayer, from the people that gave you Lunchables, now comes...
If you can't make it to lunch...
Brunchables. When you want lunch at 10 a.m.
It's got a little tiny slice of melon?
Yeah, when you want lunch at 10 a.m.
Uh-huh.
They're releasing... The people that gave you Lunchables are now coming up with Lunchables Brunchables. Breakfast sandwiches. Here's the bacon and cheese sandwich, which is just bacon, cheese... And two crackers, and then it comes with a little blueberry muffin. Or the breakfast sausage and cheese. You're just making a little breakfast sandwich out of crackers. Lunchables, Brunchables.
In a store everywhere soon.
Yeah. These things are getting released. It says, P.S., you have 72 hours. So I guess that means when they're going to release it? This could already be in the stores.
Or they only plan on selling them for 3 days.
Well, I don't know. Sounds like something maybe... I imagine a lot of the folks who are doing cowboy pinball are having some Pendleton whiskey and eating some Brunchables.
Can you imagine if you actually worked at Oscar Mayer and now it's like, so what's going on at work? Those goddamn Brunchables now. I'm putting up with the damn dumbest idea of mankind.
I'm over
the
my head.
I'm in over my head in these Brunchables.
I don't know that this is the dumbest idea, though.
Well, we will see.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five. A high school baseball coach in Utah is in a little bit of trouble. Thought it'd be a good idea to spread gasoline around the infield. You know that saying, sprinkle the infield? You know, the coach is like, I'm going to come out here, I'm going to sprinkle the infield with some grounders for you kids. This guy sprinkled the infield with gasoline, placed on leave after soaking gasoline all around the infield.
And what was the purpose for doing that?
Well, it was an attempt to burn off some water that was on the field.
Ah.
Have you guys thought about this at the River Bandits?
I don't know that we've ever done that.
Steve Ross.
When we're taking on a lot of water? Is that something we could do now with the flooding? Could we just try to set the flood on fire?
Steve Ross is the...
What the hell are you doing? Well, it dawned on us.
Poured gasoline in a team's field in an attempt to burn off some water.
If we could just burn this water off...
What does water hate most?
Fire.
Then it
no,
came to
dummy.
Us.
Fire hates water.
Oh, I got that backwards. Steve Ross is the head baseball coach at Clearfield High School, which is north of Salt Lake City. accused of pouring 20 gallons of gas on various areas of the field.
Apparent, as opposed to dry mix.
A parent complained on March 23rd that the field stunk like gasoline, and now the field has been shut down while the health department determines the extent of the damage.
Yeah, it's in the water table.
The concern is that this gas is going to leach into the groundwater.
Right.
So they have to dig it up bit by bit to see how far the gas penetrated. That infield's a little too wet. I know.
Where are you going with that gasoline?
20 gallons of gas? I've got an idea, everybody. Leave it to Coach Ross.
Leave it to me. We'll play tomorrow. I guarantee it.
My God. My God, kids, we're going to play tomorrow. Or my name isn't stupid Coach Ross. I'm afraid that's going to have to do
hell or fire or water.
For today's Top 5 Things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee and Archer Drive in East Moline. 7 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet, hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Mm. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. You'll have access to everything we've ever done and patron-only shows, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originated from the Gio Briotti's Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 1st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Anytime's a good time to get Capriotti's gift cards, because everybody loves Capriotti's. Taste the Capriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriotti's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. You say the show's over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's what I said.
We'll go with that then.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, we're back next week.
We're like 38 minutes in here.
No,
so
that's fine.
I mean, I feel like that's the appropriate length.
I got you.
I mean, I could know you've got all day, but I know you've got...
I know you.
I know you've got to go get some...
I know you could.
I know you're off to the gas station to see if you can fix some bonded Woodman on your own.
I'm going to see if we can't maybe play tomorrow.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again. Hang loose, Coops.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Wet takes for...